This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Rise Guys.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, I'm Matt Mann.
Hello.
These are your Rise Guys Headlines.
Well, that was good.
Thank you. This job isn't easy. It's really not. Not this job. This job right here. Deciding who goes into the World Video Game Hall of Fame. They've announced their class of 2025, and I don't know. I've got their website up here, so if you like say, hey, is so and so in there, I'll have to look it up because I don't know them by heart.
I don't know if this comes out every year, so I don't know what's already in.
Right, it seems new to me. Either that or like Paige just bypasses it every year. I don't know, but anyway, going in this year, no particular order. They put in 4 to 5 a year. Going in this year, Defender, the 1981 video game that really, Space Invaders was the first video game I played where you're like shooting stuff, you know? But that's one where it kind of like raised that bar a good bit. Defender, you were the hero more than you were the.
I do not know that one.
Well, did you have an Atari?
On the back end.
Oh, okay, like so yeah. You never played Pong and crap.
No, not really. Like occasionally played Pitfall.
Oh, yeah. Pitfall was the greatest. Like, I mean, it was really the only good. Yeah, I mean.
Oh, I've seen the cover. I never played
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah. Also going in, I'm sure you'll know this one, and I'm sure a lot of people thought about it over the weekend. The 1996 follow-up to Doom, Quake. That was the first one that had like a 3D engine on it as far as like.
Native American.
No, not a train either.
You look that game up because obviously I remember Doom. That was fun.
Quake. Yeah, it's it was kind of the same thing except you could like with Doom you had that first person point of view only. Like when they said there was a movie coming out, I was like,
of course it's on Steam.
How? It's like, on what?
It's on Steam. Like the engine now you can get different games on. Like it's just another platform kids use. Play the roadblocks.
Do you know
somewhere.
That because of your son, or do you know that?
Yeah, like I know because of him. He has Steam.
Okay, God. That's wild.
We play Doom on floppy disks.
Do you consider Tamagotchi a video game?
Not really.
But it's going in.
It was huge. But that was like the digital pet, right?
Yeah. It's the one everybody always let die, and then they would be like, girls especially.
Which was stupid.
Against you, Dan.
You're paying money for it, and it dies?
Yeah.
It's not even real.
No, no. These games did not make the cut this year. Age of Empires, I don't know it. I've heard of it.
I don't even.
Angry Birds.
How does that not make it?
I know. That's the one I was going to say. First off, GoldenEye 007.
God. That didn't make it?
No, it did. I neglected to mention. That's the fourth one. I only mentioned three.
That's the only game people remember for N64.
Yes, yes. I never had one, but I had a friend who did. And like, this is going to sound very bad to say, I would almost invite myself over to spend the night so I could play GoldenEye. I didn't have an N64.
He wasn't going to tell you no.
No, but he would always use those, I can't remember what kind of bombs they were called. I mean, if we're not going to monetize the podcast today, let's just go crazy with it. I got a Kanye story to do today. Anyway.
Let's go all
but out. Like the perimeter bombs, I'd always get killed in the bathroom.
Well, then you start using the hands because you run out of bullets. So you go around and start chopping people, if you remember that.
Oh, yeah. Call of Duty 4, Modern Warfare didn't make it in. Frogger? I mean...
Frogger's got to go in.
Frogger really taught me a lesson into looking both ways.
The COD games are different because some people, like, they rank them. Say, like, you know, like, BO3 would be better than Modern Warfare. I don't know. It's like there's different camps.
Harvest Moon, which I thought was anime.
Is that a nerd game? Like
I think it's like
Elder Scrolls.
I might be thinking. I'm thinking of Sailor Moon. Actually, now that I think about it, I am.
Well, Japanese girls with big boobs and big eyes.
Yeah. Mattel Football, dude. I had one of those. It sucked. It was a calculator handheld game. The screen was all just crap.
Should it count?
Well, yeah, but some of the early games were crap too.
Yeah, I got to see what's in.
And then also not going in. I mean. Come on, how the hell is Golden Tee not in the Video Game Hall of Fame?
Golden Tee made so much money for so many bars.
It's a long time ago, but I was in talks with buying one of them with a guy to put them in certain nearby locations because the money on those were nuts.
Because people had the cards. They'd save their games to the cards. And
yep.
You can win money playing those Golden Tees. I don't know if it's not a video game. I don't know if it's in the Toy Hall of Fame, but... I saw a picture of it over the weekend. Remember the games you would play that were water filled? You'd have to press the buttons.
Yeah, you try to squirt the fish over. Yeah. Or basketball. I had the basketball one too.
Or you get the ring. You got to put the ring on the peg.
Yeah.
That should be in the damn Hall of Fame.
Did you ever keep one so long that like a little bit of mold grew in the water?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Nasty. They'd take that one from you. I had to hide it.
All right, I don't agree with those selections.
I don't either.
I need to know who's picking. What the criteria
is? I have to ask Rob Young if he's a board member or something. He may know.
God, he should be.
Speaking of quake, 4.1 magnitude earthquake struck near Greenback, Tennessee, approximately 9:04 a.m. on Saturday, this past Saturday, originating about 30 miles southwest of Knoxville at a depth of nearly 25 miles. Felt multiple states away, including our very own South Carolina, including North Carolina.
Oh, I bet they felt it good in Chattanooga. Had to have.
Oh, God, yeah. Yeah, but so...
You still with us, Nugans?
I had a couple people that told me, like, first off, my aunt said she was standing in the kitchen. She felt it. And then my sister was telling me someone she knew, or my sister, my daughter, pardon, Jesus. My, should be easy to figure that out. It was my daughter, and she had someone tell her something fell off a shelf at that same exact time. They don't know if it was the earthquake, but at that same time, something fell off the shelf. And strongest earthquake in East Tennessee since 2018, and the seventh of 4.0 magnitude or higher since 1900.
Why are we having so many? We had one a couple weeks ago in Salem. I didn't feel anything.
I didn't either. I'll be honest with you. I was asleep at 9:04 on Saturday morning.
Yeah, like I was... I just still didn't feel anything. I was up.
Officials estimate a 23% chance of aftershocks exceeding a magnitude of 3.0 this coming week.
What does it have to be to raise a problem? Talk about California type. Roads are splitting up.
Hey, I mean, like the fact people still build buildings in California between the wildfires and the earthquakes. Like, good Lord, I bet your insurance is crazy.
If
crazy.
Shit, with the highest earthquake ever has been. like what scale that would be. Okay. Oh, wow. Great Chilean earthquake, which was May 22nd, 1960. Measured a magnitude of 9.5.
Good Lord.
It caused a devastating tsunami.
Yeah, that's the thing you got to worry about, too.
Oh, my God.
But, you know, there's like old books from like the 1800s that farmers, a lot of time, when they were trying to find water, like for wells and stuff like that, they would go and basically, I'm not going to remember the ingredients, but it's, you got to have like 30 or 40 pounds of it. And you have to take these two chemicals and bury it into the ground like 30 feet down. And then those chemicals will react with the soil. And shoot up. I mean, literally, like, it causes a mild earthquake, but it also releases the, if there's any water nearby, like a spring, it would release that up there, and then you just start pumping it.
Did you say a certain time, like, time in history this happened?
1800s.
How could you go 30 feet? How did they know they were that
far? Well, how did they build the subways in New York in those same years?
That's a great question.
I mean, good God.
Because if Elon's having a hard time doing it now.
I know. He's boring them. Like, that's a solid freaking question. Like, think about, like, the water pipes in your city or the sewer lines in your city. That, how old they are. And they did that without a lot of the seismic crap that we have. Not crap, but you know what I'm saying. Ground penetrating radar and such.
I have a legit question when it comes to that.
What?
And I'm not trying to be gross.
Oh, Lord.
Like, if you work in Malden at the doo-doo pond,
yeah.
Brown Trout Factory, whatever you want to call it.
You ever fell in?
Can you... that's the first question, actually. A, besides have you ever fell in?
I've got an extra question.
Can you... What do they do with the turds, and can you repurpose one? Like, where do they go?
No, remember there was that little page did the headline story that day about the, remember there was a lady that, no, it was in Best Damn Audio. Lady was making Christmas ornaments out of turds.
I don't remember that.
Putting little eyeballs on them and stuff. My question was going to be, if you're walking across the top of those things, you know, they have that, what is it called? Like a
catwalk?
Yes. If you have to like go, could you just arc it off into there?
I mean, you should be able to, right? I mean, do they have a seat out there with a hole in it if you want to?
That would be nice. That would be, you just literally just go out there and just have a smoke and just take a whiz.
Plus, do you work with nose plugs out there? Like, how does that?
I bet you once you, you know, sometimes when I come home from the farm, especially if I'm wearing a jacket and I take it off, I smell the farm on the jacket. And it's not necessarily an unpleasant smell. It's just outside smell.
Plus, is it like the fish hatchery, you know, where you see the fish all swimming around and hopping up like? Does it look like a bunch of, you know, poops popping up at them?
Dude, when I go over there, it's almost like with the farm, like those animals, they know that when I'm like Santa Claus to them, I go out there, I'm bringing extra treats and I'm bringing some of them little vitamin chews that the cows love. Those are great. If you got cattle, they got these vitamin chews, they're not shoes for vitamins, they're vitamin chews.
Jeez.
And it's real good for cattle, and they have all their daily intake in one chew.
Growing up in the trailer, man, we lived beside a doo-doo pond, and it looked like radiator fluid. Like, it was like neon green looking, and we would hit muscadines and rocks into
it. See, they're adding something to it to break it down then, because in the summertime, we have to put enzymes in the water of the animals because the water is evaporating and it's getting real hot, and the enzymes make the water look like neon yellow. It's freaky looking.
God, yeah. They probably like bad water too, right? Like, well, goats pee on their face.
Yeah, so. They do. So do pandas.
You ever peed on a goat's face?
They
didn't say you couldn't. They just pee on their own face.
Yeah. No, I've never have. I may try it.
A social experiment.
I'll do it. So anyway, several people are texting in that they felt it in Tennessee. There's a couple, and I see no one from North Carolina, but
God. Well, it's considered on the Richter scale.
There's a sale on Richter this week.
On the Richter sale, it's listed as light. Of course, you know, which still.
But around here, though, it's like snow. I mean, if we get 6 inches or more, well, it goes back to that boyfriend story you were talking about earlier. But like 6 inches or more, we freak the crap out. I mean, we do. We love it and we hate it. We're like, ooh, thank God, wintertime. I'm hot. And then when it's here, so I'm tired of it raining and sleeting and snowing.
The biggest one in the southeast was still the one in Charleston of 1886, was a magnitude 7.3.
But how do you, like, know that that's what you felt, though? Like, what if a...
Yeah,
what if a big person fell to the ground nearby, or somebody timbered and you didn't hear it, and a damn tree hit the ground?
Oh. Have you ever felt? I felt that before. Have you felt that
a tree hit the ground?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh, that's kind of weird.
It makes you think the earth is. There's a little bit of that hollow thing they talk about.
Yeah.
Just the way it hits, it just sounds like it's a bell, kind of.
What's like aftershocky, if that's even a word? Like the way it like not. Travels towards you, and you kind of like. It's like when you ride over a hump in the car. You kind of bounce up a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
You kind of pucker up a little.
Yeah.
But it's weird when you're standing up and, like, takes you off your feet.
I pucker up. I do, like, the longest Kegel ever when I'm driving over dead animals. I don't know why I lift my butt off the seat. I don't know why. I just don't want to feel their dead body make mine move.
Could that wreck a car if you hit it the wrong way?
Oh, I'm sure.
Like, a truck, I imagine.
Probably if it was, I mean, think about the, like... I guarantee you, if it was a big enough possum, because of how greasy they are. Oh, yeah. That's not like, I mean, they are.
Greasy-ass possum.
They're greasy as hell. You hit that thing, you'll sputter out like you're playing Mario Kart.
Oh,
like
be
you
my
hit
luck.
An Ender Peel.
It'd be my luck. He pops up in the undercarriage.
That would be a great horror movie, right? It's like Christine, but it's about a possum that won't die, and he just gets under people's cars and makes them wreck.
Ooh. God, that would be, because I don't know what possums do as far as like a defense mechanism. They're just ugly.
Yeah, they can't like skunky.
Like they hiss at you? Like what are they?
Well, they can bite because our dog got bit by one time. We thought it had rabies.
Like an armadillo's got that protective coating, but I've still seen armadillos with chunks bitten out of their back. Like it doesn't really help that much.
I'm looking at a guy right now who's got a chunk out of his butt.
A big one.
Big chunk. All right, shout out to Sloth. And all the goodies. Alright, we'll come back to a couple. I did all the ones I promoed though, right?
Yeah, you did. You just got my mind
going. I don't want to come back and start doing the same story again later. Which has happened on this show before.
Yes.
Alright.
It's just so much going on, you just, you know, try to pinpoint this, that, or whatever.
This, that, or the other.
Got my mind all scrambled.
The other thing too is again, yeah, we talked about a bunch of stuff that hour. I'm just looking at some of the texts. Referring back to the sexuality stuff.
Oh yeah.
Several people are saying things like when it came to the boyfriend size of genitalia or whatever they call it.
Oh, it was six and below.
Okay.
I don't know if I said it.
All right. There's a text here.
Six was the max.
My mom and dad divorced when they were both 40. My dad is now 53. He's never dated again, and we assume he's not having sex. Does that mean he's depressed?
God. Yeah.
No, I mean, I
don't want to take a leap and say that, you know, like, toys might be,
it's you a know, guy.
Like, prevalent.
Well I know they make them for that.
Dude, they've got real, like, now it's going to cost you like $3,000-$5,000.
Shut up.
But these are life-sized of... dolls that have everything fully functional that you could bend, fold, twist however you want and just do whatever with. It's like another person that doesn't talk back.
See, that's something that, you know, when you see a lot of these futuristic shows, they have a lot of that insinuated and stuff. And that's something where, like, men, well, what am I saying? The women have always had the dildos.
I don't want
to. I mean, if sex toys had never been invented, then I would say, or like you didn't know, like, you know, how to take matters into your own hands. Like, that would be a scary world because there's a lot of people that have that feeling if they couldn't do it themselves, they're going to get it somewhere, and that's awful.
I feel like at the very least, people know in the back of their minds, like, last resort, like, all that stuff's there. Like, it's all been thought of.
Yeah,
you
but
can satisfy that need if you, you know, obviously you want a person, I guess.
But it goes up, I think, like, remember the old blow-up dolls you used to, I mean.
We had one.
I know. I was about to say, we had one in the old studio. It was literally a blow-up doll that you'd blow up with your mouth.
I never got that.
And it had the mouth, you know, looked like Mr. Bill. Oh, and I was like.
It's still plastic.
That was like something you'd buy at like Wings and take on the into the water at Myrtle Beach with. But now, like you said, they got the ones that are in the, eventually they'll have AI on them, they'll be robots, and then everybody's going to go asexual. I mean, I'm not. I am still going to go after the live and breathing women.
But
of,
then,
not of artificial intelligence.
But then that brings you to a certain point. Like, you know, when you say you don't want to do that or you won't chase it, then you kind of, at some age, you kind of get aged out of this whole thing.
I think that's what the person was saying about the, first off, 53 is not old. Secondly, your dad is probably not, and you know what, maybe I'm, if you're a dude, I apologize. It's written as though I'm reading this like as a woman wrote it. And I don't think your dad is going to tell you, hey, I got laid this weekend. Just because you don't see him, he's probably not going to talk about that.
You would hope not, right? But some people are too close.
Yeah.
We talked about the mama songs earlier. I mean, come on.
Somebody, oh yeah, during that, when we were talking about Oedipus Complex, someone wrote in and said Kid Rock did a song that sounded like that too. I do not know a Kid Rock mama song that was an Oedipus Complex. But write in if you do. All right, we'll take a break. 1-800-774-0093. It's the Rise Guys. Good morning.
Tap, type, and text your message to TRG at 800-774-0093 on the TLC Motors text line.
A wonderful way of communicating.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Following was pre-recorded.
Yeah, hello, this is Dave.
Hey, David, are you the owner of the there?
Yes, sir, that's me.
Good, how are you doing today?
My name... you need a to-go order?
No, sir. I'm calling with a proposition for you. My name is Michael Fluffer. I'm a director from L.A., and I was recently in New York and had a meal there at your restaurant. Very, very good food, I must say.
Oh, thank you. Thanks a lot. I appreciate it. Appreciate the, you know, the vote of confidence out there. Where are you from?
I'm from L.A. I'm a movie director.
L.A., all right. California, all right. California, all right. Yeah. Coming to New York. Thanks.
Absolutely. I was there. I fell in love with your restaurant. I've got a movie coming up that I'm going to be filming in Long Island, but... I fell in love with your restaurant. I thought it'd be the perfect restaurant for a particular scene that we're doing and wanted to find out how we could go about making that happen.
Interesting. Yeah, we've actually done some movies in my restaurant before.
Oh, really?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, my restaurant, not only is the food amazing, but because it's the Italian flavor, we have a little Sopranos action going in there. Some of the guys from the cast years ago would come by. Yeah, it's a great, you know, the guys hang out. A lot of male bonding, you know, how you doing, you know, smoking cigars. It's a nice environment. Yeah, that's cool.
Perfect. That's exactly when the male bonding thing, that's going to be good. This is, the movie is, I'm trying to think.
Like Sopranos? Is it like this new stuff that's going on, this boardwalk at Atlantic City, you know, really like, you know, the guys hanging out, you know, camaraderie and all that stuff, all the good, you know, the how you doing, you know, like you're like a Joe Pesci kind of, you know, Goodfellas kind of thing?
No, not at all. The name of this movie is called Weapons of Ass Destruction, and it's a male-on-male pornography movie. And I thought your bar there would be perfect.
Whoa! What was that?
It's called.
It's a violent movie.
No. It's called Weapons of Ass Destruction. It's a gay porn. And I've got one of the stars of the movie here. His name is Perry Hecker.
It's all women?
No, it's just dudes. And I thought your bar there.
Hey! Yeah, hey, this is a joke, right?
No, I just man, there's more money in that. But your bar is perfect. I've seen pictures, and I'd like to.
No, you don't understand. You call me because my restaurant's in Queens?
Why?
Nah, man, you want that? Go back to Manhattan. Go down to Chelsea where the boys hang out. You got the wrong restaurant, man. You have no idea who you're talking to.
Nah, you know what I'm saying? I like to make money. You like to make money?
I'm not making money, man. I can't have my reputation.
Look.
Can't have that in my place.
You got a nice place, man. I like to perform right on your tables.
I really don't think that's going to happen. I have no, like I told you, look. All right, you sound like a nice guy. Good, I give you the benefit of the doubt. Go to Manhattan, go to Chelsea. All the boys are gonna f-ing love you. You'll have a great time there. But coming to my restaurant, you ain't got two f-ing chances in hell.
Is that a
you
no?
Ain't got a prayer.
Is that a no?
That yes, sir. That is a N capital f-ing O capital. You gotta be out of your f-ing mind.
Are you jealous?
Hey,
of
I've never heard of you. I'm real famous. I make a f-ing veal parmesan that will melt in your mouth. You don't understand melting in your mouth. How you doing?
You know what? One day you're going to regret that you didn't make a movie with the great Michael Fluffer.
Regret, please do me a favor. I make a good living over here, all right?
What if we get you a in the show, in the movie?
Are you kidding me?
Hey, now.
Man, what if I get to you for a while?
Is that still a no?
Come to my neighborhood. I don't care if you guys are in California. Come to my neighborhood. Let's see. Take care of
fine.
That.
We'll be
otherwise,
there at noon.
I wish you the best. As a gentleman, go make your movie. I've seen that you guys are making millions of dollars. God bless you.
Listen,
but in my restaurant, not going to happen.
I'm going to in your restaurant with or without you, just so you know.
I'd like to see it happen because I don't care. You know what you're going to do? You're going to be leaving there without your you're going to be leaving in your hands. My chef will chop that off. You'll walk out Lorena Bobbitt style.
Do you have pepperoni pizza?
Yeah, you should be using your pepperoni all over my pizza. You'll slice that up so thin, it'll melt in your mouth. How you doing? You like that? You like that? You'll be eating your own. How's that for you, buddy? You want to your own, then you'll be eating your own. How's that?
All right, I think we're going to try somewhere else. Thank you.
Yeah, all right. Thank you. Have a good day, all right?
If your ears had an ass, they'd be kicking it right now. The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Obviously.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
So it's a cover.
Oh, Higher Love.
Which you might hear later.
Who is this?
Oh. This is Whitney Houston's on it. I don't think she comes on it till later.
Who else is on it, though?
Kygo? Is that K-Y-G-O?
Kygo?
Kygo? Kygo?
I don't know.
Kygo
sounds
all
like
day.
Some cheap tennis shoes. I'm wearing my cargos today.
Something she guessed it on to give somebody the rub.
Oh.
Catchy tune.
You have very effeminate musical tastes.
Man, I'm telling you. Like, that's exactly what it is growing up. My music was picked.
If like I got, TV was?
Oh, yeah. Other stuff I had to sneak in. Country music, what you would call adult contemporary. That was all I was allowed to listen to.
Well, I told you that... With my dad, it was all Southern Rock, and Southern Rock and Motown, with Hey Baby, which yesterday was a nice day. I sit there and
Hey Baby,
Hey Mama. I got to. It was weird. It's like, well, I have a daughter who's a mother, so you know, let's celebrate that. And I was like, hey, where you want to go eat? And she's like her daddy. She's like, everything's gonna be full. Unless we have reservations, and I'm like, well, is that a shot on me for not making any reservations or what? So it ended up, she ended up cooking steaks at her house. So she cooked on Mother's Day.
Oh, no.
Well, I mean, yeah.
Well, that's what good moms do. I mean, they always do.
I had to slaughter the cow. No, I'm just kidding. It was from Publix or Fresh Market one. I don't remember.
One of them ways.
Yeah, so yesterday was did you... Did you see Big Mama, Fat Boy?
I did not see her. Sent her a text on Saturday night, maybe?
Nothing I've said has changed you, has it?
Our schedules just don't coordinate sometimes. As far as that goes, you know, she's busy doing all kind of stuff.
Is your brother and her close? If I'm overstepping, you tell me.
They live together.
Oh, okay.
So I wonder, like, maybe I'd text him, like, hey, you know, do something and write my name on it.
Right.
If you're floating some money, like, you know, put my name on the card. Look it up.
How old is your brother now?
28.
God. I was going to say, last time I saw him, he was like turning 18.
You're going to wrestling.
Yep, that's what it was.
Now he goes with his own buddies.
He got kids yet?
No kids that I know of.
Is there any time soon? Again, if I'm overstepping, just give me the look and I'll quit talking. Will you live? That's a dumb question. Not in a bad way. Do you think you will live to be a great grandfather? Like, is it close enough for that?
Yeah, I think it's possible.
Wow.
I mean, yeah.
That could add so much more to your character on the show.
Now, that depends. Like what I do with, you know, this current vessel I'm operating with, as we like to call our bodies.
You talking about making another one?
No, I mean, like fixing this one.
Oh.
I'm about to drop some weight.
Oh.
Which I can tell. I've been dropping a little, but I don't like to weigh but once a month.
You know what sucks about you doing this is you're eating, I think, egg whites. And it literally smells like farts aplenty in here. Like,
that's when you know an egg white is perfect. When it's hot.
When it stinks.
Hot and smelly.
You know how you find out if they're bad eggs? Because like we, and this is going to make some people angry and pissed right now. We had so many eggs last week with the chickens. Like they were doing like 2 and 3 a day. Like wow. How are they still clucking around? I mean, their buttholes have to hurt, right?
That's where they're coming from, right?
Yeah, I mean, grand scheme of things. So
that's weird.
And you don't refrigerate them because they last longer. You just keep them in this little basket or whatever, and you don't refrigerate them or wash them yet till you're about to use them. Well, sometimes, you know, you don't necessarily mark them or whatever. So the trick is you put them in boiling water, and if they fall to the bottom, they're still good. If they float, don't eat it.
Oh, you got some blue ones too, right?
Dude, it's like Easter eggs out of them because they got like 6 different species.
But they're not like, you know, they're
or, not, or breeds or whatever.
They're not embryo filled eggs, right? That's what's weird about it.
What do you mean?
Like you can eat them. Like they're not.
Oh, yeah.
They don't have baby chickens in them.
No. Yeah, but they got to get laid on to, like if I. I did wonder about that, though. So, serious question. And this is probably something I learned in science and just forgot. Let's say that the egg popped out and I'm like, God, you know, I'm in the mood for nuggets more so than an egg. So what would happen if another animal or even me put the egg? Like I'm sitting on one of them seat cushions that has the hole in the middle. It looks like it's for your balls to lay in, but it's really to give you a better posture.
They got them at Adam and Eve.
I have one at home in my office chair because I needed it with my hip. So, if what would happen is the
it's like a sodomy pillow.
No, it's the incubation of the egg, but is it the it's the heat? It's not anything from the mother of the chicken mother.
Well, they don't like
the
you to
hen.
They don't like you to take them while they're sitting on them still, right?
No, when they we got once they pop out, they go down a little thing.
Oh yeah, I saw somebody with one of those rigged up like you just like a little chute, little egg chute.
Yeah, and we got Yeah, so it's real simple. It's real simple.
So you sell them like for you know primo bucks. Because, you know, the Trump eggs are so ridiculously expensive.
Ridiculously. About $12 for raw eggs.
God. Yeah. I saw people selling duck eggs. What's the difference?
That's to somebody who's going to sell them for hire.
Oh, they leave meat on the bones, reselling eggs.
Yeah.
So you sell it to somebody, they're going to sell it to somebody else.
Like, they'll probably make $3 off of it. But they I mean, them things are like gold, dude.
How many times is the same egg sold? Like at some point,
it's like gas when you buy it. Like they say, what 25, 26 people have gotten profit off of it before it goes in your tank. So yeah, chicken eggs probably the damn same way. But this is for it's a local grocery store.
Oh, you know,
people who go in there expecting to pay a lot for groceries already, because you know,
especially produce.
Yeah, it's like you can't even get American Coke in there. They're all Mexican Coke because they're like, oh, it's real sugar. So.
Oh, the life. Yeah,
but it is. It does taste better. It does. Matter of fact, I'd say this. If we're going back when we were letting immigrants come in, you know, freely like we were doing, if they brought a bunch of them Mexican Coca-Colas with them, there might be an equal trade.
You get to stay until they offer you the $1,000.
Yeah, like the way we got New York with beads. We just trade Coca-Cola for citizenship.
Come up here and get a driver's license. Whatever else you want. A Nintendo.
See, now here's the thing where you don't care, but then you get agitated and you do. The fact that... that a bunch of the people under the previous administration, they got already real IDs. Now, what? Do what?
Yeah. Did you see the story about the statue in Times Square? Evidently, there are two statues already in Times Square. I don't know this. I've never seen
them. The big, that big old ball. That big, I took a picture with that.
Well, they were saying there are two statues of white men
in Times
Square. So they just put up a statue of a...
Baron Stearns.
the Jewish bears that lived in the woods.
Right.
They put up a statue of a black woman, a 12-foot tall statue in Times Square.
12-foot tall.
But nobody knows who she is. Like, it's nobody...
Nia Jax, is she 12-foot tall?
It's nobody of note. But it's real odd that you just got statues of random people in places.
Well, okay. So...
make no sense.
I'll ask a deep question here. Because this is something I was talking to someone who listened to this show about the other day. That with bronze... structures. So you remember when The Rock had that, they made a wax, Madame Tussauds made a wax statue of The Rock, and he got pissed that he didn't look black enough, right?
Yeah.
So that. When it comes to bronze statues and sculptures that have essentially, like sculptures are usually white.
Yeah.
Even if it's a black person, bronze is just whatever. I mean, it's like the Jordan statue, the Dale statue, those are all bronze. So how would one know that is as you said, black woman? I mean, serious question. I'm really asking that seriously.
This is just me. If I saw it.
Oh!
Now see, the bronze obviously is dark.
I want to walk over and look at that.
Okay. Let me blow it up here. So look how dark the bronze is. It looks like a black woman because the bronze is dark. And they're telling you it's a black woman. Just me.
You're only saying that because her hands are on her hips like that.
Well, I mean, just me. I would go off of the hair if I didn't know it was
a thing. If it was a black woman, she would be like, no. You know, she'd have her finger up. It's like what white women do now. They stole it from black women where they, I know you didn't. That's that phrase.
Yeah, it's like the pose is.
They stole it from Jack A. Harry.
This is very like a stereotype, honestly.
It's statues. Like when women talk with their hands and they do a lot of pointing now. Like they took that from like... some movie character.
And it's like, I got no problem with the statue, obviously, but I don't see the other ones they're talking about.
Dude,
it's
from just, here, it looks like Dre the Giant.
It's just weird to put statues up of people nobody knows.
Well,
just to do it.
Well, but they're probably just protecting themselves because they're like, oh, people might have a change of heart about this person. We got to tear them down in the future.
Why even put up statues anyway, anymore? That's what's kind
of think, because, well, it's all symbology and all like, what is an obelisk? Like, why? Why do? Why? What is the Washington? What is the Washington Monument? Why do they also have those same obelisk? That's a hard one to say. Obelisk.
What is the Washington Monument?
It right. It's an obelisk. Am I saying it right? It doesn't sound right.
Obelisk. And I've been to it. It's massive.
Obelisk.
You talk about the thing you put on your eyes. You
no, that's reality? Oculus. Obelisk. I think it's obelisk, and it's like a tall. Statue, and like in Egypt that meant fertility, like that was essentially representing a boner, like no joke. And then people thought that it was like if lightning struck those that it would cause the ground to be electrified and maybe cause grass to grow and stuff, or it was like a dead over farmed area and stuff.
Oh, like it boosted or whatever.
Yeah. But it also causes those Trachtenberg effects where you can literally see on the ground, it looks like lightning, like the way lightning strikes kind of crest off in different directions. It actually looks cool, but you know, it was devastating for the people it hit.
How long do you, before somebody steals this statue? That's easier said than done in Times Square. Obviously, arguably one of the busiest places in the world. Somebody's going to haul off and just take it. I can't find the other statues we're talking about.
Yeah, I don't. I see exactly where that is, and I don't recall ever seeing. It's right there where the. I mean, it's Times Square. I mean, Times Square itself is really like one little. It's like Piccadilly Circus over in England. Like it's one corner area.
It's like right dead in the center. It's called the Grounded in the Stars is the name of the statue, which is stupid.
Grounded in the Stars.
And I don't get that, but. As far as I can tell, it's the only statue out there.
From the makers of Dancing with the Stars comes Grounded with the Stars. Your parents put you in restrictions with famous people.
People are going to vandalize that damn thing, and they're going to try
to
take it.
They're going to put a giant Make America Great Again hat on it.
Oh, yeah. They're going to do all kinds of stuff to it.
One of them huge hats.
And it's on the webcam, too, like the Earth Cam in Times Square. You can see it. You'll see it get vandalized in real time.
Well, that's, you see the videos of the people, this was in England as well. Like, people worldwide hate Elon Musk with such a passion now.
They really do.
These girls were going, it looked like they were landscapers. It was like they were spraying bug spray or weed killer or something. Instead, it was shooting out black, or excuse me, blue paint in like a pressure washer. But it was blue paint, and they were squirting down the front of a Tesla dealership.
Why?
I'm like, let's remember this. The people that, whether you feel about Elon the way you do, the people that run that franchise may not agree with his same principles. So that's the dude who's going to have to pay for it. He's already got his money, Elon. I mean, it's a franchise. Y'all are like screwing over.
Yeah, like he already made it.
It's like with people that, you know, look at me rocking back and forth. You know how people feel about Chick-fil-A now, like when they had their staunch kind of standing as a company about certain things. Well, I won't eat there anymore. It's like, yep, you are missing out on the greatest chicken because you're letting your whatever get in the way of it.
I'm going to walk it back. You can't steal this thing because the platform is, the base of it's massive. That's a live shot. People are just looking at it, taking pictures.
Yeah, but I mean, there was one stolen last year, right? A famous, wasn't it in sports? Didn't they steal? Someone stole a famous?
Yeah, I can't remember who it is now.
Was it Ronaldo or somebody?
Well, they redid his because he looked kind of...
Oh, he looked slow in the face. Oh, you know what
I
mean.
That's the best way to say it.
That's the best way to say it. He looked a little slow in the face. All right. We'll take a break.
Yes, sir.
That was a question. I didn't say it was, but it is. All right. When we come back, I'll do some news.
Well, you got some good stuff, don't you?
You know what I do as I go through these things that I quickly printed out because, again, this isn't usually my cup of tea. But, let's just go all over it right now. The new single from Kanye West, causing a lot of friction, and it has more to do with the title than anything. I won't say the title next. Good morning, everybody.
Wake up! This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
When they bicker back and forth, that's a trip. I'd love to hear them argue.
The Rise Guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Nerds!
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.